The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, narrated by Peter Coates. Dedicated to Andrew Carnegie, who suggested the writing of the course, and to Henry Ford, whose astounding achievements form the foundation for practically all of the 16 lessons of the course, and to Edwin C. Barnes, a business associate of Thomas A. Edison, whose close personal friendship over a period of more than 15 years served to help the author carry on in the face of a great variety of adversities and much temporary defeat met with in organizing the course. Who said it could not be done, and what great victories has he to his credit which qualify him to judge others accurately? Napoleon Hill. Lesson 11. Accurate Thought. You can do it if you believe you can. This is at one and the same time the most important, the most interesting, and the most difficult to present lesson of this entire course on the Law of Success. It is important because it deals with a principle which runs through the entire course. It is interesting for the same reason. It is difficult to present for the reason that it will carry the average student far beyond the boundary line of his common experiences and into a realm of thought in which he is not accustomed to dwell. Unless you study this lesson with an open mind, you will miss the very keystone to the arch of this course, and without this stone you can never complete your temple of success. This lesson will bring you a conception of thought which may carry you far above the level to which you have risen by the evolutionary processes to which you have been subjected in the past, and for this reason you should not be disappointed if, at first reading, you do not fully understand it. Most of us disbelieve that which we cannot understand, and it is with knowledge of this human tendency in mind that I caution you against closing your mind if you do not grasp all that is in this lesson at the first reading. For thousands of years men made ships of wood and of nothing else. They used wood because they believed that it was the only substance that would float, but that was because they had not yet advanced far enough in their thinking process to understand the truth that steel will float, and that it is far superior to wood for the building of ships. They did not know that anything can float which was lighter than the amount of water is displaced, and until they learned of this great truth, they went on making ships of wood. Until some 25 years ago, most men thought that only the birds could fly, but now we know that man can not only equal the flying of the birds, but he can excel it. Man did not know until quite recently that the great open void known as the air is more alive and more sensitive than anything that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?